KMXV is Kansas City.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring, Specs. Oh, look, there's a small cloud, and you see a halo. Look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring. Unbelievable.
Oh,
and there it is.
That was me.
Last night.
You're looking at the corona.
Garney Park.
The sun.
That woman in the background going, oh, my God. She's laughing at him. She's not talking about the eclipse. She's like, wow, he's so excited.
I was so glad to hear that this morning because I watched it all day yesterday. It was kind of neat to see it go from different countries and, you know, go around the world. But it was just interesting because I thought I was the only one listening to Pink Floyd, you know, Dark Side of the Moon, while this was going on. In fact, I wore my Pink Floyd jacket yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just one of those things. It's like it got quiet. And then it got cold, and you started hearing bugs, and it was like, I'm like, this was amazing.
Yeah, did you notice interesting things with animals? Like, all of the birds in my neighborhood mm-hmm. were sitting in the yard quietly. Like, they were actually sitting on the grass instead
oh, wow.
of flying around in the trees or whatever. And it wasn't just my yard, it was a couple of my neighbors as well.
That must have been a pretty sight, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one of those things. It's like, this is bigger than us. Kind of like, do you remember the first time you went to the ocean? And you
sure.
know how you put your feet or ankles in the ocean and you realize, I'm nothing.
It goes on forever.
Yeah, I am absolutely nothing. When this happened, this has been going on forever.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have those feelings. I went to Hy-Vee yesterday right when it was starting. And there were so many people standing in the middle of the parking lot looking up at the sky. And I was like, you dorks.
Hey, people,
go near your vehicle. Pull over somewhere. This is not safe. When I was driving to the store, I saw people in their car looking up out of their sunroof while they were parked at a stoplight. And I'm like, you guys, pull over.
Apparently that was happening all over the country where for days people have just been lined up alongside the road. I mean, it doesn't sound safe.
And then did you see the traffic jam, people trying to get back to where they were, where they came from?
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I was talking to a good friend of mine that's been in the radio business with me when I was growing up, and she said Dallas, she's never seen Dallas that way. Everything was kind of closed down, and there were parties everywhere in neighborhoods. It was like something so amazing.
It made me a little sad that we didn't get totality because it looked really cool in the places where it got really dark and they could celebrate. I love all the weddings that they had, and I think it was one of the couples in Arkansas that actually met during the eclipse in 2017.
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
then they got married yesterday. I thought that was so cute.
I talked to my buddy. He got married yesterday, too, in Indiana, and I didn't know there were hundreds of weddings all over the country yesterday. Anyway, I hope you had a good time, enjoyed the eclipse. I didn't realize that in 17... To me, it got darker in 17 than it did yesterday.
That makes sense.
I
was a little sad. I don't know what, in my brain, I thought it was going to get darker yesterday.
I think
I was a little
too.
Sad that it didn't.
Well, it was like I was telling Tara earlier, when you look at it, when it was happening, it was like you had sunglasses on, but you really didn't have them on. It just said that darkness kind of came out, and it was just, it got so cold.
I thought it was really cool. I felt like I was on a movie set, kind of, the way the lighting changed and everything was more still, but... It was neat. It was a neat day to have something different to think about and look forward to.
That's the thing. It was the whole world was into it. It wasn't like it was something you're going, well, I don't like this, or, you know, debate or argue. It was just, this is something that's beyond humans.
Did you see the pictures from space?
Yes.
Those are pretty cool.
I did. I saw the one of the pyramids, too. There's one of the Statue of Liberty. Did you see that one in New York?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. It's like right through her holding the torch. And
cool.
the moon is there. It was beautiful.
So we don't have another one here in the United States for another 20-something years. There's going to be one in Greenland in 2 years. You going to travel?
I've never been to Greenland. I've seen a lot of documentaries.
Have you ever just woke up in the morning and said, I really want to go to Greenland?
Yes. Well, if you do something like that, you need money. And we are giving you a chance to win money several times today. In fact, your next chance will happen about an hour from now.
Yeah, it's with Mix's $1,000 thank you. I'll give you your first keyword of the day at 7 a.m. It only takes one keyword to win.
You know, I didn't even think to ask you, Tara. Did the baby get out and look at the eclipse?
Yeah, she did. That was one of the things I did when I was getting groceries at Hy-Vee, is I got her some eclipse glasses. And it was so cute. She would just, they were way too big for her head, but she would just peel them over her eyes and smile like she was seeing the coolest thing. I don't know if she fully got it, but it was adorable.
Did you try to get her to wear them while you're... Like we're inside where she couldn't hurt herself?
I tried when we were inside Hy-Vee and thought that it would be really funny. And she's like, can't see. No. But then when we were outside, she liked it.
I had friends cracking up over a video that we posted yesterday.
So blind.
Because you really, the way that they work, you can't see anything out of those glasses.
I was joking. I have a little bit of a headache this morning. I was like, I should have brought my glasses. I could just sit here in total darkness at work. It would have been amazing.
All right, coming up after Doja Cat, we got tabloid in about, 9.5 minutes.
Yeah, I love this story. So one of Taylor, you follow me here, one of Taylor Swift's exes is now married and what that person says about Taylor.
Teddy Swims lose control. The other day, you know, I have a dash cam in my car.
Okay.
And I just decided I'm going to see what was going on. I haven't loaded anything. Well, I didn't know that my dash cam records me.
Oh, fun.
In the car.
I want to see that.
So I had Teddy Swims on, and I'm like listening back to it, and it's like, wasn't even close to it.
Nice. You know?
And I'm like just screaming in my car.
So is it audio only, but video of what's in
it's
front
both.
Of you?
Yeah, it's audio in the car, and it picks up whatever I'm listening to, and then the video out there, and I'm like, and it was just like,
wait, we could get so many hits on Rocket Taxicab Confessions.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's do it.
It was like, oh my gosh, you can't sing. Don't even try. But that is one of the best songs right now that I think the mix is playing. I love that song.
It's always great when you find a great sing-along song. And guess who's singing along to Taylor Swift?
Who?
Calvin Harris's wife. Oh. Now, of course, Calvin is an ex of Taylor Swift.
Forgot about them.
He's now married to a woman named Vic Hope. And she was doing an interview and she said, as soon as Calvin goes away, that's when I listen to Taylor Swift. That's just when I get it. Just a little fill. Just a couple of songs. Get it out of my system. Then it's done. I think that's adorable. You know, I think that really is a testament to Taylor. Yeah, she does write songs about her exes, but here we're talking about Calvin Harris's wife. We know that Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas's ex, is friends with Taylor. We know that Taylor Lautner and his wife are both very good friends with her. It doesn't really seem like she makes that many enemies with her exes.
That's true. And I think that if your husband's ex is Taylor Swift, you're really, 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 really willing to accept those sloppy seconds. You're like,
oh my God.
Thank you so much. Your taste is Taylor Swift and me. I'm feeling great. I'm killing it right now.
Interesting way to look at it. John Mulaney, he's going to do a 6-episode live special for Netflix called Everybody's in L.A. The first episode premieres May 3rd. He's one of my all-time favorites. And Billie Eilish is announcing the title and release date for her third studio album. So yesterday, she confirmed it will be called Hit Me Hard and Soft. It will release on May 17th. And Billie wrote on Instagram that she will not be releasing any singles because she wants to give it to fans all at once. She said she could not be more proud of the album and she can't wait for everyone to hear it. Again, that is May 17th. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Two powerful women in the music business, Megan Thee Stallion and Dua Lipa on Mix. Heather, Sabrina Carpenter, just like Taylor Swift, just took a vacation. And just like Taylor Swift, you cannot hide from the paparazzi when you go on a summer vacation if you're a rock star.
My cousin, I got a text this morning, so I haven't texted her back yet. It was too early. But she said that Taylor was reportedly in Broken Bow, Oklahoma yesterday. I don't know if that is confirmed or not. I've Googled it.
Broken
and there's a,
Bow?
Yeah, there's a lot of stories about it, but I think it might have, I don't know if it was a radio station prank or if she truly was there. Maybe she went to see the eclipse. There were some places in Oklahoma that had totality.
That's true. And doesn't Steven Tyler live in Broken Bow?
He used to have a
lake
place
house,
at Lake Tenkiller where my dad lives.
All
that
right.
was years and years ago. Why, are Taylor Swift and Steven Tyler friends?
I don't know. I'm just trying to put two and two together. That's the first I've heard of that.
I will continue to dig into it and get the bottom of the story, get the scoop.
Dig it, girl.
Yeah, and speaking of vacations, you know, to take a vacation, you need a lot of money. So we are about 17 minutes away from giving you a chance to win some free money.
Yeah, with Mix's $1,000 thank you, I'll give you your first keyword of the day and first chance to win $1,000.
So yesterday during the eclipse, the most searched thing on Google was, why do my eyes hurt?
Are you serious?
Yes, it's searches for my eyes hurt. Why do my eyes hurt? What do I do when my eyes hurt? They just skyrocketed towards the end of the eclipse. If you did stare at the eclipse, the Weather Channel actually posted a list of symptoms to look out for, like headaches, blurred vision, a blind spot in one or both eyes. The good news is it usually resolves on its own, especially if you only peaked for a few seconds. But if you do think you have an issue, definitely go see an eye doctor.
Sounds like somebody in this room this morning. When they got to work.
No, I used my glasses. I didn't. I definitely was safe. But I did get a little bit of a headache. I think there's just something about staring at the sun, whether you have glasses or not. Yeah. It's probably not good for your face. The UConn Huskies are back-to-back NCAA men's basketball champions after beating Purdue. But let's talk about those ladies, because the women's basketball championship, another record breaker. It has become the most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or pro, since 2019. 18.7 million viewers.
I love it. Absolutely love it. It was a great, you know, just the whole women's college basketball. Once again, I've been following it really, I'm not going to lie to you, ever since Caitlin Clark went to Iowa.
Yeah. I mean, I hate that we didn't care about it before, but if it takes one superstar to get you interested, whatever, I mean, it's fun. That's good for the game. You know, I'm excited about it.
I'm excited
to follow her journey when she goes into the pros.
Yeah.
And Tara, are you excited? Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you know what this week is? It's Target Circle Week.
Mama loves a deal.
It is back. That's right. The big spring event kicked off yesterday. It runs all the way through Saturday. And of course, this is when you get some of the biggest deals ever. But don't shop and buy anything until you check Amazon, because Amazon likes to compete and they have a lot of really good deals trying to beat all of those Target Circle deals.
I feel like everybody is right now. The Sephora sale is live. Mm-hmm. All the beauty type places are trying to compete with that. It's a good week to save money, Kansas City.
It's just a win-win for us.
And if you don't buy, you can't save, okay? Girl math. You need to go shopping.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Justin Timberlake on Mix. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. Taylor Swift. Hey, coming up next, it's the number one song in the world. He's going to be at Lollapalooza this summer. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things, which, by the way, people are now saying this song, along with Taylor Swift's Lover, are going to be two of the biggest songs for weddings coming up in June.
See, I find that hard. Like, I think the words are beautiful, but he gets so, like, aggressive. Like, I don't, where do you think they would play it? Like, walking down the aisle or dancing together?
I just, why not dancing together? I mean, it's all about the lyrics, whatever people want to do.
Yeah.
All right. So, another big concert coming to Kansas City, and we're super excited to have tickets for you again, but you have to know your trivia.
Yeah. And now we do a different question for every caller until somebody gets one right. It's the 4th annual Tacos and Tequila Festival. With Ashanti, T-Pain, Chamillionaire, David Banner, Trick Daddy, Young Jock, Bubba Sparks, DJ Ashton Martin. There's going to be great food, vendors, a Chihuahua beauty pageant. All you have to do is answer one of my trivia questions correctly, 816-476-7093.
I love it, because it's really, there's something you do all day long at this festival.
I'm kind of trying to think of a way to get this baby out of my belly sooner, because my due date is May 25th, and this festival is June 1st.
Why don't you plan on having the baby at the festival?
Oh my gosh. We could add that to the lineup. And then Tara having her baby hits the main stage.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Michelle.
Are you ready?
I think so.
All right.
How many elements make up the periodic table?
Bam!
I would have just hung
up. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Callie.
Callie, are you ready?
Yes.
Who was the song Hey Jude written about?
Sorry. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Sam.
Sam, here we go.
Name the TV show in which Connie Britton plays the character Raina James.
I'm already out.
Oh, good try.
I'm already out.
I know that one.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Renee.
Renee, here we go.
How many days are in the month of April?
31?
No.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Anna.
Anna, here we go.
True or false, less than 5% of the ocean has been explored?
False.
Nope.
Guys are on a roll today.
Seriously, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Heather.
Heather, here we go.
Joe Perry is a member of what rock band?
Hello. All right.
What?
What'd you say? Sorry. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, here we go.
Amanda, Joe Perry is a member of what rock band?
Oh my goodness, Journey?
No. There is a Perry in Journey.
Are you out of questions, Jared?
We're going to start over.
That's okay.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Mariah.
Here we go, Mariah.
How many elements make up the periodic table?
Oh, God. 41?
Nope. Great guess. That is a number.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, here we go.
Name the TV show in which Connie Britton plays the character Raina James.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, bam. Good try.
Yep. I do. I know that one.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Ashley.
Ashley, here we go.
Who was the song Hey Jude written about?
Oh, I have an idea.
This is the longest.
Maybe we should just let them Google, Tara.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Renee,
here we go.
Renee, oh my gosh, perfect. And we're at your question. How many days are in the month of April?
30.
Yay!
How did you figure that out?
That's so funny. You got back on the same circle. So you get a pair of tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival. It's happening June 1st at Legends Field.
Yes, thank you.
You're more than welcome, man. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info.
Wait, Rocket. Oh, never mind. They'll never know
no
the answers.
No
bye, everybody.
For
a while that.
Yesterday, the solar eclipse, and a lot of people got married yesterday.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off.
I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable.
And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring, spectacular! Look, there's a small...
So it had us thinking about this. A lot of people were getting married, and say you got the diamond ring, okay? You're engaged. What happens if you don't like the ring? Does the lady have the right to go and get something that she wants?
You have the right to do whatever you want.
816-476-7093. I'd love to hear from you on the text line. We got some lines open if you want to call right now, and if you've ever done it. It's happened to me.
I was going
to
say, if only we had someone in this room who could tell us firsthand.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, as I get older, it doesn't bother me. And I think when I was younger, you're like 22 years old, you know, you think whatever. But now it's like, no, you get what you want.
How did it happen, though? Like, we've joked about this story for years, but, like, was it literally the moment you proposed that she said, I don't like it, or was it like, you know, she waited a couple days and then said, you know, I'd really like to get something different?
It was a couple of weeks.
I think that's okay. Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
I think if it's, like, the ugliest thing you've ever seen, then you have the right to change it, but I think you should talk to them first.
Yeah, here's the deal. Guys, look, we talk about men all the time, how we can't do anything right. It'd be like trying to buy an outfit for your wife or girlfriend or vice versa. Guys don't know what we're doing.
I feel like a lot of people have conversations. Like, my husband knew exactly what kind of ring I liked.
Same.
Right. Thank you. And I think going shopping together is probably the best solution. Don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, so I proposed in Las Vegas. And it was a surprise, you know, and I knew what she liked. She likes Princess Cut. So we got home from Vegas, and she's a nurse, and she misplaces the ring. So she's tearing the house up crazy, right, trying to find the ring, and can't find it. We go almost a month, no ring. So I go to K Jewelers, where we bought it, in Las Vegas. I order the exact same ring, just trying to keep that moment. Well, then I present it to her on a Saturday night, and she's like, it ain't the same one. It ain't the one from Vegas. And I'm like, oh, you don't want it? She's like, it isn't that. It's just not Vegas. So we go back on Sunday, the next day, you know, to K Jewelers together in St. Joseph, where we're from. And we then step up into like $4,000 more, and it's the ring she really wants to begin with. Well, then a month later or two, I can't remember the time frame, she's going through her pockets at her work and finds the ring that she took off to, like, clean her hands as a nurse. So now we have two rings. When I call Kay's back, you can't even return the first one because we went out a day before you could return it.
Oh, no.
Now we have two rings, one on each hand. She's very blessed.
I think that was calculated.
I like her.
She did that on purpose.
I like her a lot.
Are you still married?
We are not married yet. We have not set the date.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We lived together, bought a house, doing real good.
Good. I love that.
I think
that
you're the only guy I know that has two wedding rings.
You are a very patient man, I'm just going to say.
Thank you for sharing.
Very, very patient.
You bet. Let's go to the text line.
Yeah, and Rocket, he's not the only man. You've bought more than two wedding rings. It just didn't all go to the same person.
I got my money back, though.
Did you really?
Let's go to the text line.
Okay. Holly says, I think if you're at the point where you know you're going to be marrying that person, you've had the conversation, it's up to you to make it clear what you like in a ring, and then they do what they want with that information. This one says, that's why you give him options and pictures. Emily says, my husband and I went and picked one out together. I kind of wish he would have picked one out himself. Okay, so that's the opposite. That's interesting. This one says, kind of depends on the situation. I wouldn't have worn a yellow gold ring, so I would have traded for that. But if the issue is solely that it's not big enough of a rock or something, I'd be telling the man to run. Oh, geez.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, so we went together shopping. This is Frank. And we picked out the ultimate ring, but it was all about where I presented it to her. And that's, to me, what it was all about. And she was totally surprised. And we're both so blessed.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Right. I'm just looking as we talk about all these diamonds that Tara and I are both wearing our little silicone rings.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
sometimes it's about comfort.
No, I noticed you both looked at each other's ring finger. I'm like, okay. By the way, keep your text coming in, 816-476-7093. A lot of people got engaged yesterday during the eclipse. What happens if you don't like the ring? Can you take it back? That's what we're talking about. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back.
The most searched phrase during the eclipse yesterday.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. In case you missed the 7 o'clock keyword for your chance to win some free money, we're going to give you another keyword coming up at 8 o'clock. And coming up next, Selena Gomez. By the way, you talked about Legally Blonde being redone.
Yeah, they're going to make it a TV show.
Yeah, and Selena Gomez is one of the stars who wants to make a cameo.
Oh, really?
And I think she'd be great at it,
don't you?
And
she's already busy doing her reboot of Wizard of Wave. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
We're all there with you. Don't worry
about
it.
The eclipse got you, man.
You know, that Disney show with the W. Yeah, yesterday during the eclipse, Google Trends says it searches for why do my eyes hurt or eyes hurt spiked during the, like right around 1 o'clock our time when it just started.
Yeah.
Other popular searches included, can I look at the sun? Why do my eyes hurt? Solar eclipse, no glasses. How can I fix my eyes?
It's not funny that their eyes hurt, but it sure is funny they couldn't figure out why.
Yeah, exactly. The UConn Huskies are back-to-back NCAA men's basketball champions after beating Purdue last night. Let's go back to Sunday's game, the women's basketball championship. It is now a record breaker. It became the most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or pro, since 2019. It brought in 18.7 million viewers.
I got to tell you, man, I watched all the games. I'm a huge fan. Both teams are good. They're great athletes. I don't even watch the NBA because we don't have a team.
Mm-hmm.
I love women's college basketball.
That was a lot of fun. And listen up to this incredibly important recall. Are you ready? Apparently, there's a hand sanitizer and an aloe gel that could cause comas or blindness.
What?
Oh,
what?
No.
It affects 40 lots of Aruba aloe hand sanitizer gel. I don't even know if I've ever used that brand.
Me neither.
And also, there's an Aruba aloe, there's a hand sanitizer gel and then just an aloe gel. And I guess it contains too much methanol. So these are products that were made between 2021 and 2023. If you have either one of those, the Aruba aloe hand sanitizer gel or Aruba aloe alkalata gel, then you are being advised to discard it and stop using it immediately.
Oh my gosh.
I know, that's scary. That's what's trending on Mix.
Lose Control, Teddy Swims. Yesterday, the big eclipse, and I don't know if you've heard this weather person, but it's all about the diamond ring.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off.
I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable.
And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring specs.
I thought it was absolutely amazing. But then again, you know, I'm not like everybody else. I'm curious. Where did you watch it? Worry about your kids. What did you think about the eclipse? You can call or text right now. 816-476-7093. I cannot describe what it did to me mentally. I thought it was super, super cool.
Did it make you better?
I don't know if it made me better.
I'm joking.
No, but I just thought it was such a unique thing to feel nature and realize that we're just here. And this planet's been out forever in the universe, one after another. Did you feel that? Or just like Charles Barkley, who just makes fun of people who were getting into the eclipse?
Yeah, he called people during the game last night who were into the eclipse losers.
Good morning, Mix. What'd you think?
Hi, it's the Arrow.
Hi, Arrow. What did you think?
Of the solar, I like the solar eclipse. It was fun. We went outside on our school playground to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all started counting down, and some of the fifth graders, I don't know why, they said Happy New Year.
What a bunch of sillies.
So, Arrow, you know you're going to be 21 years older the next time this happens.
My teacher said we'll be around 29.
Wow.
That is nuts to think about.
Just think about that. Hey, Arrow, thank you so much for calling. I hope you're doing well.
You too.
All right, sweetie. Bye. Have a good day. 816.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 816-476-7093. I was at Garney Park, and I was shocked to see how many people were actually out there. Where I live, there were people parked all around everywhere trying to get a glimpse of this. And I thought it was just a beautiful thing.
I was the opposite. I was at home, but I was shocked there was nobody around. I realized that most people work in the day, but I figured there would at least be one or two other people on my street. Nobody around. And there was somebody trying to mow their yard. And I was like, why are you not stopping and looking at the sky with me right now?
It was just like a dream to me when it got kind of dark and it was like, it was just a dream. It was just so weird. Like time stood still for a little bit yesterday. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I was at my school for the eclipse, and I thought it was pretty cool.
How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Can you imagine how old she's going to be when that happens again?
No, because I'm not very good with math.
So what?
My mom probably says that I'm going to be 28. When the next solar eclipse happens.
That sounds right. I'm going to go with what your mom says.
Stick with what mom says.
Always.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good morning, Mix. What did you think of the eclipse?
I thought it was amazing.
How did you feel? Did you get chills?
Well, literally, I got chills because I could feel the temperature drop.
It dropped quick.
Literally, yes. You could literally feel the air temperature drop.
Where did you watch it?
We drove out to some friends' house that have a bunch of property in Kearney, and we all sat in lounge recliners with our glasses on and relaxed and watched it.
That sounds like a way to do it. I appreciate you calling. Have a good one. 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Me and my mom watched the solar eclipse, and my dad actually went and got his welding hood so we could watch it.
Oh, cool.
And then she went and got the solar eclipse glasses from 2017 that she put in my sister's scrapbook so we could watch it. And it was pretty cool because it didn't get, like, dusk look because, you know, it didn't hit totality, but it did dim down quite a bit and it got cold.
Yeah, it got cold real fast.
I thought the lighting was cool. It felt like being on a movie set.
It's what exactly I thought. I was like, wow, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the text line.
This one says, I really thought it would be darker outside up near Liberty. That's from Michelle. This says, I tried so hard to get a good picture. Did not work out so well. Rachel had to go to the ER yesterday for chest pain. I'm totally fine. However, there were some crazy situations in there. My mom and I thought the eclipse might have caused it. Steven says, I just couldn't believe Bella picked Edward. JK, I got to leave work and watch it with my 4-year-old just like I did when I was in KC with my 10-year-old back in 2017. And then this says, I looked accidentally without glasses and then I was freaking out. You and all of America.
They Googled it, right?
Yeah. Teresa had a story earlier that the most common Google search yesterday was like, eye pain. Why do my eyes hurt?
All right. When we come back, another pair of concert tickets we're going to give away.
Yeah. We've got a pair of tickets for you to see Glass Animals August 31st at Azura Amphitheater. That's with our Tuesday trivia. Give me water.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. I am so excited about summer and all these great concerts coming to KC. Another show heading our way is a band. What are the bands that I've been listening to for a couple of years? Glass Animals.
Yep, they're coming to Azura Amphitheater on Saturday, August 35th. It's going to be a great show, and we've got a pair of tickets for you if you can answer one of my trivia questions. I've got a billion of them. Just answer one correctly, 816-476-7093.
A billion?
Yep.
So many.
Ready for it all.
Well, earlier we went through a whole bunch of trivia questions.
Yeah.
I think that's the longest we've gone, isn't it?
I do too, ever since we stopped giving them the option to Google.
Yep. All right. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Debbie, here we go.
All right, Debbie. In NASA, what does the letter S stand for?
National.
No. That's an N.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. Steven.
Steven, here we go.
25% of us are actually relieved when this happens.
Bap, too long. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Katie, here we go.
Katie, what's the name of the prize awarded to the winner of the Masters tournament?
Bap, too late. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Sharisa.
Sharisa, here we go.
All right, what restaurant uses the slogan, think fresh, eat fresh?
Subway.
You've got a helper.
You've got a little help, but it still counts.
Yes!
You get a pair of tickets to see Glass Animals August 31st at Azura Amphitheater.
Awesome.
All right, now, in case you missed it, Candace, here are the answers to the last questions. I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
25% of us are actually relieved when this happens. That's when friends cancel plans. In NASA, the letter S stands for space. The name of the prize awarded to the winner of the Masters tournament is Green Jacket. And she did get correct. Think fresh, eat fresh is Subway's slogan.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back...
Fans are trying to decipher Taylor Swift's mysterious message during the eclipse.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Coming up next, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. I said earlier about how this song is being used at weddings along with Taylor Swift's Lover. I had a friend of mine that called me and reminded me, or texted me, that he's got so many different versions, and I believe the one he released on TikTok a while back is very acoustic and beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Where it is just the words like you were talking about.
Yeah, because I think the words are beautiful,
but
the way the song is, it starts off slow, and then it's like...
Because he's got the Tiesto version. Tiesto is on everybody's music.
Yeah.
But this one is all just a cappella, and I think that's what they were talking about for the weddings.
Nice. Going back to, you mentioned Taylor Swift, Lover. She's about to drop her new album, and yesterday during the eclipse on Taylor's Instagram, it was just a piece of paper and a typewriter with the lyrics, crowd goes wild at her fingertips, half moonshine, full eclipse. So of course everyone's assuming, all right, these must be lyrics from a new song. And fans, I'm telling you, if anyone is ever murdered, then you need to let all the Swifties, like a Dateline mystery, they'll solve it in 5 minutes. They immediately started speculating that it is from the upcoming song Clara Bow, which is included in the track list. And if you do your research, you'll find out that that was an actor who rose to prominence during the silent film era in the 20s. And there was an eclipse in 1925 when this person was really famous. There's like all these little clues. So that's what they're thinking. In a new Esquire magazine interview, Robert Downey Jr. says he would happily return to the Marvel Universe as Iron Man, adding, it's too integral a part of my DNA. That role chose me. And Billie Eilish announcing the title and release date for her third studio album. Yesterday, she confirmed that it will be called Hit Me Hard and Soft, and it will drop on May 17th. She also said she's not going to be releasing any singles because she wants to give it to fans all at once. How do we feel about that?
I think she's just trying to counteract Taylor, what Taylor's doing.
When are you a little sad, though? Like, do you want a song first, or are you okay? You're the person who listens to it all the way through 10 times anyways.
Honestly, I'd much rather have it at one time.
Oh, okay. Well.
That is your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. You can save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious. They are locally owned, and they have 4 locations. Just go to leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
It's all about the music. I love that. Lose Control, Teddy Swims. Coming up next, we've got Doja Cat, who you talked about last week, is dropping hints of new music, right?
Yeah, so let's kind of recap. We know Taylor Swift's about to drop a new album. Doja Cat's working on new music. We've got Billie Eilish dropping new music. You can tell it's getting close to summertime.
It definitely is in concert season. Also, coming up, Obsessed It's one of your new favorite songs from Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, is that the one I heard? I told you about the other day? Yes, I love that one.
It's such a good song that I think every woman can relate to something about this.
What are you talking about, Rocket? It's not like we get crazy and obsessed with things. I don't know what you mean. Not at all.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave, we always do this.
We'd like to take a second look.
Selena Gomez, you talked about Legally Blonde being redone.
Yeah, they're going to make it a TV show.
Yeah, and Selena Gomez is one of the stars who wants to make a cameo.
Oh, really?
And I think she'd be great at it, don't
and
you?
And she's already busy doing her reboot of Wizard of Wave. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
We're all there with you. Don't worry
the
about
Eclipse
it.
Got you, man.
You know, that Disney show with the W. That kind of sums up my whole day.
I think you have an eclipse hangover.
Yeah, she does.
You know, they talked about that was one of the conspiracy theories that, like, no, it's not true. But yesterday people were saying that there was eclipse sickness and to watch out. Did you also hear the conspiracy theory about all the planes flying in the air and, like, making the smoke trails and stuff? Like, they were trying to cover up the sun?
Oh.
Oh.
All right, Steve Serrato's coming up next. We're getting out of here until tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.